And welcome to another episode of Inspired by Adventure Podcast. I'm Cole Watkins. Today we have Ashley Watson with us. How
are
you doing?
Hey, good. How are you?
I'm good. So thanks for joining us. Ashley's our graphic designer, for those that don't know, and she's been here with us since 2024. And today we're going to talk about her getting certified and getting to travel on the Cayman Aggressor 4.
Yeah.
Sounds like it was a good trip, right?
It was incredible. Yeah.
Welcome to the Inspired by Adventure Podcast, bringing you the adventure across the airwaves.
So yeah, the best perk about working here at Aggressor is that you get a chance to get certified and get to travel around some of our destinations around the world. I know when I started working here in 2014 or so, I didn't even have a passport then.
Yeah, I had to recertify mine.
Yeah, so it's, you know, I've got to travel a lot of places now and do some really cool stuff, meet some cool people, and it's just a perk that you do not get at any other place, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So every year, the company will send out an email asking who's interested. And so let's start from there. Let's start from the scratch. Like when you got that email, you've got some family that are divers. Like you wanted to start right off the bat.
Yeah, I was ready. I mean, if I could have, I would have started the day I started here. I would have started my certification process. Yeah. But I probably hounded Jay a little bit about making sure that I could do it. But we, I got the email and they were like, who's ready to get certified? And I was like, oh, I am. I'm so ready. So a few of us were ready. We jumped in the pool. We did all of our coursework, jumped in the pool with some really great instructors, made us feel really confident, all different levels of swim experience. And all of us were ready to get this done. And so when we finished the pool, it was like full team bonding exercise. Got to see people outside of work doing something.
Yeah.
For work, because it is important that we get this opportunity, because like for me, especially with graphics, I might put a turtle in every single image if I could, instead of something that people want to see, like sharks and things, because I don't know, as a non-diver, I don't say that anymore, but before when I was a non-diver, I didn't know what people were actually interested in. So but we all got the opportunity to do it, and we moved from the pool. They were like, okay, so now you have to finish your open water certification, like where you want to go. And so that's when I got to jump into not just designing stuff for Aggressor and working on web pages and stuff. I got to look at the Cayman page, or look at all the pages, and figure out what I wanted to do, which was really cool.
Yeah, how beneficial it is for the staff to get to do this, whether you're in marketing, whether you're in IT, whether you're in accounting or reservations. Knowing what we sell, having that firsthand experience is really beneficial for really able to talk the talk when you're, you know, when you're just mingling, you're out to dinner, you see people, you know, and they're asking what's going on. Like you're really able to tell them what we're doing, and it gets people excited, and it makes us want to go.
I want to go again.
That's the problem. We're getting where we want to go too much. Well, let's talk about it. So your dad is a diver. You got family members that are divers.
Yeah.
And so right off the bat, you decide you and your dad were going to go do your trip. And when you guys got to Cayman, were you nervous when you got there? Were you excited? A little bit of both?
A little bit of both. I mean, especially like my dad hadn't been in the water in 10 years plus. And like for me, it was my first time ever in diving in the ocean. And so, I mean, I would say I was a little nervous. But the second we got there, the crew made you feel really comfortable. The debriefing on Saturday, the meet and greet, it was exciting. It was a little nervous because I was like, oh my gosh, I'm on this boat for 7 days. What if I don't like it? Like, what if, I mean, there was, of course, you're going to have all the what ifs. I mean, just like you do on a cruise ship when they're doing the debriefing or the safety stuff, like you're going to be nervous. But I would say after my second dive for my certification, I was hooked. I mean, I was ready. Yeah. I mean, my first dive in the water, the first thing I saw was a stingray. And then we were doing some of the certification stuff and turtles swam up to us. And I mean, who could say that? Like in their open water certification, who gets that opportunity? It was amazing.
And before we started recording, we were rehearsing and talking over our notes and stuff. You talked about after the second day, you just felt like you got in the routine and it started to speed up.
That was something I wasn't expecting, was the routine. Like we say it all the time. Mm-hmm. I print it on all the shirts. It's eat, sleep, dive. And so, but experiencing that was something totally different. Like, in the beginning you're like, oh my gosh, this is going to take a while. Like I'm here for 7 days. But then, by day two, I mean, you have breakfast or you dive, then yeah, like you just have back to back to back, and you don't want to miss one at that point because it's part of your routine. You're like, okay, after dinner, I'm going to get back in the water. I'm going to dive again. And yeah, that was definitely unexpected, but a benefit for sure, because number one, you don't want to miss anything because you never know what you're going to see on what dive. And, but there's no pressure. Like my dad and I didn't do every dive every day. We didn't do the iron diver. Cause there's no pressure. Like we just sat in the hot tub, we hung out, we did whatever. And yeah, I mean, it's great.
So that it brings up a good point. When you go on a liveaboard, you know, so you have some that are wanting to do all the dives.
Right.
You have some that are wanting to make sure that they're getting some vacation on their vacation.
They're
relaxing
a little bit.
And that's what's cool. You have a variety of people that come on and you can go as much as you want or as little as you want.
Yeah.
You know? So you talked about the instructors being great. If you want to give a shout out to your person who certified you, we can do that too. But did the entire staff help you feel comfortable? Did you ever feel out of your depth? No pun intended.
No, there was never a point in time I was uncomfortable. Fabian certified me. He was awesome. He made me feel super safe. He never tried to pressure me into going really fast. And same thing with everyone. All the dive guides made sure that, like, we were comfortable, that we never went further than we were comfortable or supposed to. The crew works so hard behind the scenes. They do so much, and they made, like we've talked about before. I mean, I wanted to help. I wanted to clean up my own dishes.
Yeah.
Like, but yeah, I mean, you just feel like
pampered.
Yeah, incredible royalty. I mean, it was
One thing at Aggressor that we really pride ourselves on is our service. You know, we're selling a service. We're making sure the crew is taking good care of you. Like you said, the word pamper. We also want to make sure, you know, you're eating delicious meals. What would you have to say about the overall service that you received?
I mean, just outstanding. I mean, everyone was attentive, and you want for nothing on these boats. Like you, I mean, it's crazy to see, like, we'll go up for dinner and immediately come back and there's a chocolate on your pillow. And you're just like, oh my gosh, when did you even do that? Everybody's upstairs.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, it's outstanding. And I would say as far as like the food on there is ridiculous.
Yeah.
And try everything, because I'm not a seafood person. I even put in my, beginning GIS system thing, I put that I don't like seafood, but I'll try it. Oh my gosh, like my husband was so proud of me. I had a lobster, I had shrimp, I was trying all the things. Obviously it's going to be different if I go to like a restaurant up here in Augusta, but it was amazing.
Well, good.
Yeah.
Was there one particular meal or maybe a dessert that really stuck out in your head that
I mean, that surf and turf, so that lobster, because I tried something new, but the steak was ridiculous. But there was also this chicken pot pie, which was like unexpected, but it was so good after getting out of the water, because sometimes you get a little cold when you get out of the water, because it was like a post-lunch one.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, it was so good. But dessert, because Chef Chelsea is known for her desserts. She did this brownie, like I think it was like Tuesday, it was like early in the week. And it was just a brownie with ice cream on top, but I've never had anything like it.
So
I mean,
good.
Yeah, it was so good. And like for the rest of the week, everybody was like, "Yeah, I mean, this was great, but can we get another brownie?" Like, because we celebrated some birthdays on the boat too, and he was like, he got his cake, and he was like, "Yeah, but like, can we do a brownie again?
Yeah,
can we get another one?"
The brownies were on
so
high demand.
Ridiculous, yeah.
All right, so what do you think you would say to someone who's curious about diving or trying to live aboard that might be too intimidated?
The first thing I'd say is it's worth it. I mean, I was pretty anxious. My dad was pretty anxious. It was single-handedly the best experience my dad and I have ever shared together, or that either one of us have had by ourselves. I mean, this is something that my dad and I are going to go get a tattoo from it, as a commemorative tattoo from it.
Turtle or what?
I'm going to get a turtle and he's going to get a barracuda, because every time he was underwater, he had a little barracuda friend with him, which was crazy. But yeah, I mean, this is something we'll talk about for the rest of our lives, for sure.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And that's the bottom line, right?
That's it, yeah. And it's something I wouldn't have gotten without Aggressor. And one of the things, too, we use the Aggressor detours, and we actually stayed an extra day. I will do that from every trip from I go on now. Because when you're doing the liveaboard, you see the diving side. If you stay an extra day and you do a detour, you get to do the land side. So we stayed in one of the host hotels. It was incredible. We stayed at the Hilton on Seven Mile Beach. It was beautiful. We woke up, we got to see dolphins off the side. It was amazing.
And then we decided to do the Cayman Turtle Farm, okay. which, because I said turtles are amazing, it's
yeah.
my favorite.
You weren't turtled out
yet. I'm turtled out. And so, I mean, I saw turtles all the whole time on the dive trip, but I got to see some rehabilitation. I got to see some turtle eggs. Okay. We got to swim with some turtles again. I mean, it was really, really cool, and it's a huge Cayman attraction, and they do a lot of good work there. So if I ever go back to Cayman, or when I go back to Cayman, I'm going to do that too.
Yeah. So for those of you that don't know, Aggressor Detours is our in-house travel agency here at Aggressor Ventures. So they can help you book your flights,
yeah, they
book your
for me.
Extended stay at a hotel, even your excursions that you can do. So it really is a one-stop shop here at corporate. So
yeah.
you're getting a big, well-rounded trip with your eat, sleep, and dive routine that you're doing at Aggressor. And it really is it's the best way to dive. It really is.
Yeah, it was amazing. Everybody says I'm spoiled now that I did my open water certification on a liveaboard. I'm never going to want to do anything else. So.
It's true. It's true. All right. Well, thanks for stopping by and coming and telling us a little bit, sharing your experience. And
yeah.
I think it was really insightful for all those that are interested. We invite you to come out to Aggressor Ventures. If you're not a diver, you can check out some of our land-based stuff. And we've always got great stuff going on the specials page. So check us out. And
See my next email.
Yeah. See the next email and come experience it for yourself. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for tuning into the Inspired by Adventure podcast. We hope you enjoyed the show. If you haven't already, please subscribe through iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. See you next time.